This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm really excited to chat about what happens when we want to change, but we can't seem to get ourselves to do it, or we aren't seeming to get ourselves to do it. When the desire is there, really, really there, but the motivation is not. And this is a multifactorial challenge, and I wanted to hit it head on today. Before we do that, super important reminder that Ascend tickets are on sale, and as of when I am recording this, there are only 24 tickets left. Only 24 tickets left. Ascend is Primal Potential's annual weekend workshop. It is this November, the 8th through the 10th of November in downtown Portland, Oregon. If you've never been to Portland, it is a gorgeous city, and this is a great reason to check it out. We're right in the heart of the city, right along the water. So location, location, location. I love doing these events, and I've shared this before, but there's something really powerful that happens when you step away from your normal day-to-day life and you go all in on yourself. I am the first one to say that I would much rather stay at home in my routine, head down, getting things done, than travel to events. That's just my personality. I am very much an introvert. But the reason that I go to personal development events and business development events is because there is a growth that happens when you are really fully invested, your time and your attention in you. And every single time I leave feeling like I am at least months, if not years, ahead of where I was because of that dedicated time. Because when we're not competing with the fact that the phone rang or somebody came to the door or we've got to pick up the kids or whatever else, there is magic that happens. When you do something that scares you, when you get out of your comfort zone, when you invest in yourself, it's almost like you call yourself to another level. Because it's not easy to buy a ticket to an event and get out there and get yourself a hotel room. I get it. No matter who you are and what's going on in your life, that is not an effortless thing to do. And making that investment calls out a more serious version of you. Walking into that room and we're spending all day working on you, breakthroughs happen. And I think it's one of the important things to do in life, to put yourself in situations that challenge you, to invest in yourself and to take time away from the normal day-to-day life to grow and to go to the next level. And that's what Ascend is all about. So as I said, there are only 23, 24 tickets left as of when I am recording this. Do not wait. Not only that, but if there are tickets remaining this weekend, the early bird pricing goes away. Okay, so right now you can get your Ascend ticket for $6.97, but those prices are going up this weekend if tickets remain. I don't know how quickly we'll go through these last 23 or 24 tickets. So make sure that you go to the show notes page to get your ticket. Do not wait. I was saying to Sarah earlier, you know, it will really break my heart if people reach out like a month from now and they're like, oh my gosh, I really want to go to Ascend, and there's no tickets left. So if you're just like waiting to talk to your partner or waiting to figure out, you know, the travel arrangements, do it now. Do not wait. We now have just a quarter of the tickets that we originally started with, and they just went on sale a few days ago. Do not wait. Now, to get the link for the ticket, you go to the show notes page, and I'm sure some of you roll your eyes when I say this because you've known this for a long time, but there still seems to be some confusion about it. To get to the show notes page, primalpotential.com/630. The show notes are not on iTunes. They're not on Spotify. You go to primalpotential.com slash 630, because this is episode 630. That is where the show notes page are. I get a lot of questions about, like, where are the show notes? primalpotential.com/630. So if we were talking about episode 629, primalpotential.com/629. Episode 599, primalpotential.com/599. I know some of you guys, you've known that for a long time, but other people, there's somebody who's been working with me for 3 years and just texted me the other day and said, I still don't understand where the show notes are. So for today's episode, primalpotential.com/630, that is the show notes page. That is where you will find a link to get your Ascend ticket. Again, 23, 24 tickets remaining. It is November 8th through the 10th. And there's also more information about when we start on the 8th. It's the evening. We don't have day sessions on Friday the 8th. That is Veterans Day weekend. So if you're in the United States, a lot of people have that Monday off. So Friday night, we have a casual meet and greet with some snacks and some drinks. And then we go all day Saturday. And then on Sunday, we go from about 8 in the morning to about 4 in the afternoon. But all of those details are on the show notes page, primalpotential.com/630. That is where you need to go to get your ticket. Do not wait. Get your ticket now. There is also a room block at the Host Hotel, which again is right on the water, downtown Portland. Super beautiful. And those rooms at that discounted rate are available on a first come, first serve basis. So don't wait on that one either. Today, what we're talking about is situations where people really want to change, but they're not doing the work. People who have this dialogue, like, I just can't seem to get myself to do it. Without a doubt, there is not a one-size-fits-all approach to any change. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of ways to create any change. Where I want to focus today is on those people who get it, right? They know what they need to do, and maybe they can recognize that they're focused on the problem, but they choose to stay there. Have you ever had a moment when you're in a bad mood and you know you could shake it, but you just don't want to? Or you're mad at your partner and you know you could let it go and, like, you know, hug and make up, but you just don't want to. You want to stay mad. What I'm talking about today is the people who kind of live in that state as it relates to their own change. They know they could change and they really have a desire to be at that end point, but they repeatedly don't choose to do the work. They're living their lives. They're approaching their goals from that place that we've all experienced where, like, yeah, I'm in a bad mood and I want to stay here. I know I could behave differently. And I'm not. Not just a day at a time, right? Because that can just be an off day, and we all have those. But I'm talking about a pattern of operating that way, living your life that way, not creating progress because you're not doing the work. One of the things I've talked about a lot recently is how if the barrier to change seems to not be moving, the obstacle or the limitation seems to not be moving, you need to move. You don't need to stand there at the barrier and hope that it goes away or kick your feet up in frustration that it's there. You need to move. But what I want to focus on today is the people who are not moving, who are standing there at the barrier, knowing they could move, wanting to move and not moving. The people who claim the memory of themselves as an identity, which I did for a long time. The memory of myself was the excuse maker. The memory of myself was the lazy person, the emotional eater, the binge eater. Claiming that memory, those past patterns, as an identity. Standing at the problem, being unhappy about the problem, feeling bad about the problem, and not moving around it. So are these people hopeless? No. Are they lazy? Probably not. Some people can effectively white-knuckle it, fake it till you make it. do the work. But there are legitimately a group of people who are not yet willing, not yet aware of how to get out of that place. Whether it is lack of motivation or it's just brain fog. Like every day I want this thing, but I'm not clear enough on the action steps, or I'm not choosing them. I'm wanting them, but every day I'm like, meh, I just don't care. Caring later, but not caring in the moment. So my take on this came from a recent conversation that I had actually. It was a conversation a few months ago, and then it was just reiterated the other day when I was attending a lecture by a chief science officer of this gut health mental wellness company that I'm like super, super excited about. And one of my real big goals when I'm working with my clients is not only to serve them at a very, very high level, but also to always be getting better and to always be adding more tools to the toolbox for people who are struggling. Inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation, for example, we have something called Solution Central. And I add to that usually about once a week, sometimes more, sometimes less. But for the common struggles and challenges that come up, I'm putting tools in there so that if you feel frustrated, if you feel like you're, quote, off the wagon, if you feel like you don't have the support that you need or you're in a funk, I want to make sure that there are always tools there. And I see this as another tool, but I didn't want to limit it to Solution Central because I have a real burning passion in my heart to help those people who are feeling this way that I'm describing. I know there's something else possible and I'm not doing it. And I genuinely don't know, despite my high desire, how to get myself to do it. So this kind of started with a conversation around supplements, right? Because while I still believe that they are not the primary driver of change, that you know you can spend $100 a month on supplements, but if you're not making significant shifts in lifestyle or in nutrition, they're probably not going to change your life. But this chief science officer was telling a story about how he was giving a presentation to a group of nutritionists who, of course, believe that like food is the primary driver of change and of health and of all of these things. And he was sharing with them how he did a study and gave the participants of this study a 30-day trial with three particular supplements. And that was the only change they made, was to take these three particular supplements. And in 30 days, their vigor increased. And when we think of vigor, like think of it as the opposite of burnout. Their vigor increased. Their negative mood states decreased. So anxiety went way down. Depression went way down. Anger went way down. Health markers improved. And he's talking about how, hey, the only change these people made was adding these three supplements, taking them every single day for 30 days, and big shifts in health and wellness and vitality happened. And this group of nutritionists were super skeptical. And one woman raises her hand and she's like, I don't believe it. You didn't control for things like diet. And he said, well, you know, we didn't have them change their diet. We didn't tell them to eat differently. And she said, yeah, but they probably did anyway. And he's like, well, we did not tell them what to eat. We did not advise them to change what they ate. And she said, and they probably started working out. You know, maybe they started feeling better. And so they were more active. And he's like, but we didn't prescribe exercise. And she said, yeah, but even if you didn't prescribe it, they probably started to just feel better or have more energy and make these changes on their own. And he said, exactly. Exactly. By introducing these targeted products for gut health, you're exactly right that people started to feel more motivated. And that when he had tried to get people to start with nutrition, there was this resistance. And when he had tried to get people to start with exercise, there was this resistance. But people were more open to like, yeah, like I'll take these three products. And I was fascinated by that because I totally do believe that the primary drivers of health, and I think most of you guys would agree too, are going to be those diet and lifestyle factors: sleep, stress, mindset, nutrition, movement, all of those factors are going to be huge. But here's the other piece of that. A lot of people absolutely are willing to start eating better and then they start feeling better, right? For sure. And a lot of people are absolutely willing to start moving more and then they start feeling better and then they start eating better, for sure. But there are a lot of people, maybe not as many as in the other categories, but there are absolutely a very reasonable percentage of the population who wants change and feel stuck, feel unmotivated. And one of the big factors of this is gut health, right? It really is. It's not just about what's happening in your gut, but what can be produced by the gut or what it might not be being produced by the gut that changes the way you feel. One of the things you've heard me talk about before is how our gut, when it's healthy, produces more of these feel-good neurotransmitters than the brain does. Specifically, serotonin, dopamine, and GABA, right? If our gut is not healthy, we are not producing healthy amounts of serotonin, dopamine, and GABA. Serotonin is the one that's going to make us feel motivated. Dopamine is the one that's going to make us feel happy. GABA is the one that's going to make us feel calm. And so for this group of people, whether it's people who are listening to my voice right now or it's people inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation, I'm seeing this as another tool. If you are ready and willing to make these lifestyle changes that as you make them, make you feel better, and as you feel better, then you do better, freaking fantastic. But there is another contingent that we have to address. I don't want anybody to feel like, well, I'm not consistent in changing the way I eat, and so now I just have to white knuckle it, or I'm just not ready to change, so there's nothing that I can do. I'm really seeing, and the research is proving this too, right? The research is showing that as people focus on gut health, they begin eating better and they begin feeling more motivated and they get more active just by focusing on gut health. So sometimes it's not white knuckling the change you want to make, but sometimes we have to be creative in going about it another way. Some things that can happen when our gut is impaired, and this is not just about digestion, because the signals from our gut influence how we feel and they influence how our brain operates. When our gut is not healthy, and when the axis that runs between the gut and the brain is not healthy, we have a lot of brain fog. And so we might have a desire to do different things, to make better choices, but we go through the day kind of in a haze and we come to the end of the day and we're like, damn it, I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I didn't show up as the version of me I want to be. And then this compounds with frustration and lack of confidence. And we stop believing in ourselves. For people who are motivated to and ready to start eating better, start moving more, start sleeping more, start meditating, start journaling, do it. Awesome. But I also know that some of you are listening, feeling like you just can't get yourself there. And it is not a reflection of your potential. It is not a reflection of what you're capable of or what you're not capable of. In many cases, it is a reflection of something happening on the inside that is suppressing your motivation and your drive. And we can come at it from another angle. There are lots of ways to tackle this sense of like, I really want to change, but I'm not doing it. Maybe it's as simple as you didn't even know that all you're focused on is the problem. Maybe you didn't realize that you were limiting your future based on your past, that you were claiming the memory of yourself as your identity. And when that's the case, that's what we focus on, right? Maybe it's that you are focused on all or nothing and we can get you to a more moderate practice. But maybe it's the case that we need to get some stuff right internally and that the first step can be gut health. Now, I will say, and you've heard me say this 100 million times before, that most products on the market are junk. But that doesn't mean that all products on the market are junk. And that's what really shifted things for me. I never thought all products on the market were junk, but I just hadn't found a company that was really doing things well and not cutting corners and really investing research, time and money and research to substantiate their products. But maybe that is the thing for you. Maybe that is the tool that you didn't know was available. Maybe that was the tool that I didn't know to communicate. There are so many ways to affect change. Starting with mindset is absolutely one. Starting with nutrition is absolutely another. Starting with awareness is a powerful, powerful thing. And as with everything, there is going to be a group of people for which that is not the most effective change. And I've seen this and I've heard this in folks who maybe were inspired by my decision to really focus on my gut health because it was the stone unturned. And I felt like I was having these recurrent hormonal issues. Years and years ago, it was PCOS. More recently, it was Hashimoto's that seems to kind of get under control and then life factors change and it flares. And I was always in symptom management and not really getting to the core of it. And not only have I found a lot of progress from a hormonal front in focusing on gut health, but just the mood and the focus piece of it. I shared this on the July 4th episode, how I had this low-grade tension that was fairly consistent and pervasive and day-to-day. Not anxiety, not depression, but just going through the day kind of with this sense that like my jaw was clenched and I just had to like manage. And that lifted. And I'm sure you can imagine that if because of your dysbiosis in your gut or your bacterial imbalances in your gut, you are not producing enough serotonin, so your motivation is really suppressed, that when you get your gut to a place where it's creating more serotonin and you feel more motivated, hello, game changer. Or if you get to a point where you reduce the inflammation that's starting in your gut and spreading throughout your body and the brain fog lifts and you feel much more focused and clear, that you make better choices. If you fall into this category, and maybe you don't right now, but you can reflect on a past season of life, or maybe you find yourself in that season of life a month or a year from now, consider getting your body healthier in the simplest of ways. Not to say that we can just take some supplements and everything gets better, but if we can get two or three things better and you feeling a lot better, then that makes the transition into modifying these lifestyle factors that much easier. If you can get yourself feeling happier, feeling more motivated, having less brain fog and improved focus, it makes everything else that much easier. I don't want anybody to think that white knuckle willpower is their only solution. It's not, thank goodness, because it's not very effective, especially over the long term. I wanted to throw this out there today so that there is a tool for those of you who are struggling to understand why you're not doing those things. And I think that as you listen to this, you'll know whether or not you fall into that camp. You know what I mean? Like, you'll know, you know what? Nah, I think I've got it under control. I just need to be a little more consistent. I totally am at a place where I can eat better, or I can move more, or I can get more sleep, and I know what I need to do, and I just need to do it. But if you're listening to this, I think you know if you are one of those people who's thinking, yeah, I just, for years now, for months now, I have lacked the motivation or the mental clarity, then maybe this is a starting point for you. Maybe this is the different approach that you need so that you can ramp up motivation, so that you can reduce inflammation and have less of this like cloud of tension or cloud of negativity, so that you can reduce anxiety or ease those depressive symptoms as a starting point, not as the only change, but as a starting point that is not the starting point for everybody, but may very well be the starting point for you. So since you're going to be going to the show notes for this episode anyway, which everybody's on the same page about that now, we just go to primalpotential.com/630. That's where we find the show notes, primalpotential.com/630. And you're going to be going there anyway to get your Ascend ticket because there's only 24, 23 left. I also put there a training video that I had done last week with my dear friend Brooke Thomas about how this gut health stuff impacts how we feel and impacts our hormones and impacts motivation and anxiety and depression. Because if you are identifying with that, I want you to watch that. Just so you have a better understanding of the science of it and what is going on. And if you want to talk about next steps, we can do that. Just email me. I'm super responsive to that. Just email me and we can talk about next steps, or I can go into it on an upcoming Q&A. But I wanted to throw this out there as a tool. And I believe very much in the other tools of journaling, of building awareness, of focusing on mindset, of dialing back processed foods, of getting more active, getting more sleep, meditating, practicing gratitude, absolutely. But not every tool works for every person, and I never want to leave behind the people that are in that subset where it's like, yeah, but I'm just not motivated enough to do it. That is not a reflection of you and your potential, and it could very well be a reflection of a gut issue that is impacting your brain, that is impacting your hormones and everything else. So if that is you, go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/630. Below the info on the Ascend tickets will be that replay to give you some more info about gut health, about that access, and about what you can do about it. I hope you have a really great day, and I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.